Hi guys, I'm Claire.
And I'm Katie.
And welcome back to the Margarita Madness Podcast.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So exciting. I love every week when we come back.
It's so fun. We had our usual catch up for about a solid hour. And then we're like, wait, we should probably record because it's 8:30, which, if you don't know, is approaching late for us.
It is late for us.
Katie is now a full-time working gal, and I just get up early.
Full-time employed, full-time scholar. There's just not a lot of time for anything else, so I planned out on my schedule every minute of the day, and 9 p.m. was bedtime. Starting this podcast was 7:30.
Yeah.
It's currently 8:39, and we just hit record.
Yeah. Katie was planning out her schedule. She's like, so does 7:30 or 8 work? And I'm like, girl, like, I mean, not that I don't do work, but like, all my school's asynchronous, girl. Like, I can do like any time.
I'm like, all right, well, I can't. I get home at 6:30 or I get home at 5 or 5:30 or 6, yeah. And then I need to eat dinner, and then I need to do homework, and then I need to.
Yes.
There's just no.
Yes. The life of college working gals. I usually relate, but due to the pandemic, I'm not working at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I will be, you know, again soon, and it's for the safety of everyone, so it's okay.
I just wanted to update you guys that I got an Old Navy package today, and some of you, like, I don't know if you know, but me and Claire, like, stan the Gap and, like, Old Navy and places like that. And people were making fun of me for getting my Old Navy packages. They're like, who shops at Old Navy anymore? I'm like, they literally have the same type of stuff as Lululemon, like almost dupes for like way cheaper. So let's relax here, people.
And the quality is actually good. Like, I mean, I'm not one to be particularly hard on my clothes. Maybe I'm not the best like judge, but I've had stuff that I've literally had for like, I don't even know how long. Like, I don't even remember how long it's been since I bought it. And it's like fine. So don't sleep on Old Navy and Gap.
They just have a lot of sales. Like, gosh.
Exactly.
I can't break the bank every time I need a new pair of pants.
When you have a ritzy on Lululemon taste, but on Old Navy and Gap budget.
It's so accurate. Anyways, let's get into it. What was the highlight of your last week?
So the highlight of my last week was the sushi I just ate, to be quite frank. I have become a sushi stan. Really can't believe I slept on it before then. I think it was because I was like ordering the wrong stuff, like not stuff I'd actually like. Like, why I ordered tuna stuff when I don't even like tuna.
I love tuna.
Can't relate. I usually just get like any sort of salmon roll and then like any yam or vegetable roll, and it really hits different.
I really like how this turned into what I got in the mail and what your sushi order is.
Oh yeah, question of the day. If you are listening to this, DM us what your sushi order is.
My sushi order is, well, here's the thing. There's only me and my dad and my family who like sushi, so it's on the very off chance that we get to get it, and then we just get a bunch of things that we can split. And my dad, like, loves spicy things. So we get, like, spicy tuna, spicy salmon, avocado.
Oh, spicy salmon is so good.
Anything that doesn't have gluten and is sushi, I will eat it. My favorite are Philadelphia rolls or California rolls.
Ooh, what are Philadelphia rolls?
They're like, oh, I can't even remember at this moment, but they're some type of fish with cream cheese and a cucumber.
Oh.
It's great. Just love it.
Cool.
Anyways, moving on. My highlight of the week I guess I started placement last week and I am back again this week. Oh, I got to work at the nursery today, so that was exciting. Oh, I saw babies and
that's so cute. Oh my gosh.
This is probably the biggest highlight. I started a new like workout journey, maybe, if you want to call it that. So the only days I am going to be taking off are Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday because, as I've said, no time in the day and we have to record podcasts, like priorities. And Friday because I need one day where I can just not do anything, like not have anything except for work and come home and relax in my schedule.
Yeah.
So
honestly, Friday is a good day.
Yeah. So it's a cardio every day and then a rotation between legs, arms, and abs because I used to just kind of do it for like 45 minutes and do everything. But I've discovered it's not the best because if you're not targeting like one thing in your workout, it kind of like, I feel like you're just not warm enough and then you're not working your muscles long enough. And I feel like it wasn't showing as much impact as I really wanted it to.
Yeah. See, I follow a lot of like, I don't know how else to say other than like fitness, like people, like influencers, and the slander HIIT gets, but HIIT is the only thing I like to do. So, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what, like do whatever you like. But because I agree with you, like I've tried doing workouts that's just like 20 minutes of cardio or whatever, and then the rest like targeting a certain area. I just get bored targeting a certain area.
You know, I don't get bored of abs and legs, but I am fearful of arm day because I'm just not good at it. So I always used to have
the weakest arms ever.
So I used to steer clear because I just wasn't good at it. And I was like, well, if I want to be like all around toned, then I actually have to do something.
If you want to be mad arms. If you want to be mad at it, you gotta.
So that's exciting. Come this summer, maybe I will finally have the bikini body I've always dreamed of. I don't know.
Oh, stop. Everyone has the perfect body. Everyone does.
Oh, just spreading all the love and positivity.
It's true. I do relate to that feeling.
I wasn't saying that. Hello, I have a cottage, I put on a bathing suit all the time, but I think it's funny when people say, oh, by this summer, I'm gonna have, like, my bikini body. Like, I think I've just looked the same since I was, like, 14. Like, I don't think has really changed, so.
Yeah, I literally, like, I look at myself from pictures when I was, like, 15, 16, and, like, but where have I changed?
The only thing that has changed is I've dyed my hair.
True.
That is it.
I'm looking at our sweet 16 pictures right now because I have them hanging.
Maybe
up.
I've had a haircut or two, but not. Nah,
your hair was long in those pictures.
Oh, for our sweet 16, if you don't know,
that was the time.
My hair was down to like past my butt, like mid thigh. The day after our sweet 16, I donated 16 inches of hair, and my hair was still to like past my shoulders.
Exactly. Yeah.
I specifically grew it out for a sweet 16. Do not get me wrong. My hair did not look good. The ends were terribly dead, but I just wanted to be able to cut it and donate it without having like the shortest hair ever. So I just grew it out forever and ever and ever. And then I was so done with it because I just wanted it for pictures in our sweet 16. And then I cut it all off.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh my gosh. That was a time.
Yeah. Oh, exciting. Anyways, other exciting news. We have a true crime episode this week.
Yes. So this is, I would say, like, it's definitely up there as probably the most popular case. I mean, my parents aren't even into true crime or don't really follow it. And, like, they know this, like, well.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not into true crime like you are. But I know of cases that people don't know about. And this one, I don't know anything about. Never even heard of.
No one is. I literally listened to it to calm down. My mom, I told my mom, she's like, oh, like, I was like, relaxing what you listening to. She's like, oh, what are you listening to? I was like, oh, just a true crime podcast. She's like, oh, how calming.
Except, I love your mom. Except for when she's alone and she's listening to them, and she's like, well, maybe I have fears. I have a little bit of fears, but I'm still going to listen to it. I'm like, well.
Yes, the occasional time where I am home alone and listening to it, that really sends me off my rock. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not just that you are home alone. It's that you're home alone and you're laying in your bed in the dark at nighttime. And you're like, this would be the prime time to be listening about how someone is gonna die. I just don't understand.
I mean, if you know, you know. Like,
no one knows. Anyways.
It's okay, I'm gonna keep doing it, so. I'm never gonna learn. I'm just gonna keep doing it. I really shouldn't, though. Anyway, I think we had quite the tangent last week, so we'll just get into it.
Yes.
This week we're gonna be doing the case of JonBenet Ramsey. So this one we kind of organized a little bit differently because usually, you know, you just kind of go through like the like timeline and stuff, but most of the stuff actually occurred, like, most of the interesting stuff actually occurred after the actual crime. So instead, we're just going to go through the background, evidence, what happened after the crime, and then go into theories. So that's going to be kind of the layout for anyone out there listening who cares. So for some background, JonBenet Ramsey was born on August 6, 1990 to her parents, John and Atsy Ramsey. Her name was actually a like combination of her dad's name and I should know this. I don't remember where the Benet came from, but I think it was her grandpa. Her name was a combination of her dad's name with, I think, her grandpa's name, but don't quote me on that. Wow, we're really starting off well. And she had an older brother named Burke. Patsy Ramsey entered JonBenet in various beauty pageants in Boulder, Colorado, where they were from, and she won a bunch of titles, so she was pretty prominent in that circle, you know, toddlers and tiaras type stuff.
Tiaras.
I do love that show. TLC shows just went up a tangent. Are like the bad, like toddlers and tiaras, dance moms. So JonBenet was found dead on Christmas Day, 1996, in her basement with a broken skull. And signs of strangulation, which was her cause of death.
Oh my god.
So that's kind of like the background.
I'm sorry, she was only 6 years old.
She was, sadly. Yes. So in a statement Patsy gave to authorities on December 26, 1996, she first noticed that her daughter was missing after she found a 2.5-page ransom note on the kitchen counter. It demanded $118,000 from which John Ramsey pointed out to police was the same amount as his Christmas bonus the previous year, which is something. But the ransom note was very long, and the FBI said it was very unusual for a note like that to be left behind. Like, I guess that's kind of true. Like, you know, if you were actually leaving a ransom note, like, wouldn't you want to just, like, get to the point and like, get out of the house, you know?
No kidding.
No need to write a novel here. and the police ended up believing that the note was staged because it only had Patsy Ramsey's fingerprints on it.
Ooh. Claire's making a face right now. I just...
Oh, no.
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties for one moment.
Oh, no. Hi guys. Okay, we're back after some technical difficulties.
Yes, we're back.
I mean, what else is new? This is what happens when you have to record in COVID times and can't do it together.
Yep.
But we're back. I mean, it didn't even really sound like we left to you guys, but this when we were gone.
That's okay.
Okay. So continuing on. So the police believe that the ransom note found was staged because it only had Patsy's fingerprints on it. And it also included some unusual punctuation. And this is the kicker. There was also a practice note and pen left behind. Like, why would you leave a practice note?
Why would you leave a pen that has all your fingerprints on it?
Exactly. Like, make it make sense.
I'm sorry?
Make it make sense. And the only people who were known to be in the house that night was JonBenet's immediate family. So her mom, Patsy, her dad, John, and her brother, I can't speak, and her brother. So the ransom note specifically said not to call police or any friends or family, but Patsy did. And when the police got there, they saw no signs of forced entry. So they were doing a search of the house, and the officer went into the basement, and there was a door that he did not open. As at this point, they were going off an intruder theory, so they were only looking for the exit route for a kidnapper at the time, which we'll get back to. So I think we all know it. So with JonBenet still missing, John went to pay the ransom, but the detective who went to like meet the ransom person, like never, like the guy never showed if there even was a person. We'll get into it. So a forensic team came by the house and believed that JonBenet had been kidnapped still at this point. So they only closed off her room. They didn't close off the entire house, just her room. And I'm like, yo, even if it was like an intruder or whatever, like why would you just do her room? Like I don't understand that.
I don't know. This.
Whenever police make these mistakes, I'm just like, let me on that crime scene. Like I'll show you how, I'll show them how it's done.
Every time we do one of these cases, we're like, were they thinking clearly?
Like, are they okay? Are they okay? Like, do they need some help down there? So, while all this was going on, the Ramseys had friends and family coming in and out, wanting to support and look for JonBenet, but also contaminating the crime scene
This is
at the
not too
point.
smart of them, but all
Yeah.
right.
So at 1 p.m., a detective asked John and another family friend of his to search the basement. John opened the door that the detective had left closed earlier. When he opened it, he found JonBenet's body. Her mouth was duct taped, her hands were bound, and she was covered in a blanket. And at this point, she was moved by John and the friend upstairs, further contaminating the crime scene.
So now we're gonna get into after the crime scene. She was killed by strangulation and a skull fracture. No sign of sexual assault, but there was a vaginal injury. The autopsy found pineapple in her stomach, which both parents say they don't remember giving to her. And remember, she's only like 6 years old. She's probably not independent enough to be like, I'm just gonna go get some pineapple without her parents really
Yeah.
knowing about it. The only fingerprints on the bowl where Burks, who the Ramses say
Slaps. Yeah.
slept through the entire night before the police got there. There was blood collected from the scene, and there was blood of an unidentified male. However, it was trace amounts, and the police said it could have gotten there under suspicious circumstances. So, like, all right.
Yeah, so because it was a trace amount, they said it could be suspicious or it could have just been, a result of, like you said, there was so much contamination, right?
Right. Boulder police focused exclusively on John and Patsy, but by 1997 had over 1,600 persons of interest. That is so many.
Yeah.
There were some errors, such as loss and contamination of evidence, lack of experience, and delayed interviews. A grand
Lack of
jury,
experience, I'll say.
I know, like, no kidding. A grand jury convened in 1998 to consider indicting Patsy and John, but there was no reasonable doubt.
There was reasonable doubt, so
There
they
was
didn't.
reasonable, sorry,
Yeah,
sorry.
so yeah, they couldn't really do anything because, it's all kind of like circumstantial evidence at this point.
So, do you want to talk about your thoughts or theories first?
Yeah, so there are some theories here which were that the police think. So I guess we'll just go through the theories
All
together and
right.
then we'll talk about like what we think.
Sure. So,
So yeah,
go ahead.
you go ahead.
Two theories regarding the family. The police believe it was the parents due to the status, about the type of homicide, usually being someone close to the parents. Because, she's young and, like, they were all just in the house and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and
Interesting.
usually like these kind of homicides, like they like it's usually someone who knows the victim.
Yeah. The police also did not find that the Ramseys cooperated.
That's a big red flag. Like, because if it wasn't them, like, why wouldn't they
just... Why would they not just... Yeah. Another theory was that Burke, as there was some evidence that he had some anger issues and he was jealous of his sister. How old was this brother? Like,
He was 9, I believe.
Oh, interesting, because yeah. That seems like too much anger in a 9-year-old, but I don't really know.
And then also, like, the fingerprints on the bowl and the fact that she, like, had...
A vaginal injury for a 9-year-old to his sister just doesn't seem...
Yeah, they didn't really seem to, like, have... Or at least that I
think it was just an idea because he was also in the house.
Yeah.
Also, the parents say he was sleeping all night, but if you're in a deep sleep, would you really know if your 9-year-old is off in the other side of the house, like, if he's sleeping or not?
Yeah. I don't know. I think... Yeah. I don't know. I just think...
I don't like that one. Like, I like to think it wasn't him. The intruder theory is the second theory. There were two windows that were left open to run the electrical cord for Christmas lights. Interesting. And there was a broken basement window and an unlocked door. But there, okay. Sorry.
I just gotta say, people need to stop leaving their windows open, doors unlocked.
Lock, like, everything.
Why?
There is also said to be a cobweb on the basement window that would not have been there if someone had broken it recently. It's really specific. Interesting.
But it kind of makes sense. Like, if someone, like, had actually broken it recently, the cobweb would have been broken or whatever.
The area around the window outside was undisturbed. Other than that, there is no real information since then. And it's been, what, like, 30, 20 years?
Yeah.
Since she was born.
Yeah, so there's honestly so much going on in this case. I mean, there are definitely some finer details that, like, weren't outlined here. So I highly recommend listening to True Crime Obsessed series that they did on this, this case, if you're interested. But I think it has to be one of the Ramseys. Like, it has to be.
I feel like, oddly enough, that it was the mom.
Well, also, I guess I didn't emphasize this enough, but, like, the dad knew, like, exactly where to go. Like, he kind of, like, beeline, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't kind of, like, look around anywhere else, like, in the basement or, like, whatever. Like, he went, like, every account I read and heard, like, he, like, kind of beeline there. So, like, he knew.
I still feel like it was the mom. For some reason. No, you know what I think it is? I think it's a team effort. I think the mom wrote the note and stuff, and that's
why I think they were covering up for the brother, and that's my thought.
Really? He seems
Like I said, I feel like, because we were just kind of, like, going over everything, like, we didn't, the reason why is that every time I listen to something about this, they kind of definitely put emphasis on what they think, as opposed to, like, every point. But I don't know, I just, I feel like with the brothers, kind of, at least from what I've heard in other stuff, I mean, obviously this is all alleged, so, you know, but, like, you know, it's kind of, like, violence and anger and stuff like that, and the fact that he apparently, like, really liked pineapple, and so, and the fact that there was, like, only his fingerprints on the bowl, like, I don't know, maybe he just got really mad at JonBenet for eating his pineapple, or it wasn't, or, and then he got angry with her and something happened, like, I don't know.
I don't know, he just seems too young to be, like,
but even if it wasn't intentional, know what I mean? Like, they just got in, like, some sort of, like, you know, like, little
fight. Not intentional. Her hands were bound and, like, she was strangled. Yeah. Her skull was fractured.
Yeah. I mean, you make a good point.
Like, maybe I understand, like, if he pushed her over and she fell and hit her head. But, like, the hands being bound is so intentional.
Yeah. And you know what I'll never understand is, like... Okay, I mean, like, I guess I do understand it, but if it was literally just an accident, like, if it actually was, like, sometimes that happens, like, people just try to cover up for an accident, it makes it so much worse when you try to cover up for the accident.
I agree. I just, I don't know. I feel like it's some type of team effort, but I'm not really, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's one of them. I don't think it was external, though I do still think everyone should lock their doors.
And one other point, again, this is like kind of all over because this one was kind of hard to organize because like you guys saw, like the actual, it's not about like the actual death. It's kind of like about the theories and like what was found and stuff. So it was kind of a little hard to organize. But one thing that I have heard a lot about and like on other podcasts is like the phone call that Patsy made. And there was a few seconds after she finished talking to the 911 operator before she hung up. And there's a lot of speculation that she was saying something along the lines of, like, was that okay? Or, like, was that good? Or something like that. I've heard a few different things. So a lot of people think, I mean, because it was, like, rusty, so it's hard to make out, so no one's able to say for sure. But there's a lot of theories that she, you know, said something that was a little fishy in that little time.
Yikes.
So I don't know. This one's, like, crazy. Like, there's so many rabbit holes you can go down if you Google this case.
I don't know how you could listen to true crime all the time, especially if you're alone in the dark, because every time we do episodes like this, even though there's, like, no real threat to me, I always get, like, fearful.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's not that I'm not fearful or even, I don't know, it's not that I don't feel bad. For me, it's more so like, you know, the investigation and like trying to figure out.
Well, investigation wise, every time we do an episode like this, the police just never seem as competent as they should be.
I know. This just breaks my heart though, because she was so young. Like, it really is so sad.
I mean, it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
I know, it shouldn't have. But this case, I feel it's pretty big because, she was big in kind of like the pageant.
She was known. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also, you know, again, all this is alleged. There's, like, you know, reports of, you know, like, violence from the parents, like, previous violence from the parents and stuff like that. So, definitely, the intruder theory just doesn't make sense to me.
The only reason it could possibly is because the doors were open or like whatever unlocked, but like,
yeah,
other than that, but, like, I don't think so.
My thing about like leaving the pen and a practice note behind, like, you don't leave a practice note behind or a long ransom note or leave the body there for it to be discovered.
Yeah, I'm just not really understanding the like ransom note and wanting money and then leaving the body in the home.
Yeah. It's strange. The ransom note is kind of long. I mean, you can look it up if you want to find out exactly is said, but it's quite strange.
I don't know.
I feel like we're always so specious after.
This
one, like,
gives me really creepy vibes for some reason. I don't know why. Like, all of them freak me out. I have a lot of fears, but this one just, I just feel so uncomfortable, probably because she's just so young.
I just think there's something about, like, when you know something went down in a house and, like, no one knows, you know what I mean? Like, when you,
You know when they sell the houses like that, they have to disclose that, like, someone died there? I wonder if they have to say that someone was, like, actually killed there. Not that they just passed away, like, they were, like,
I'm sure they do.
See, that, I could never buy a house. No matter how much I love the house, I could just never buy
a house. No, I'm sure they have to, right? I mean, if they have to disclose that someone died in it, I'm sure they... Although, maybe they wouldn't have to, like, specify that it was, like...
Murder,
you know?
if you know the answer to that, please let me know if they have to disclose that.
Let us know.
I get so freaked out. No.
Spooky vibes.
Exactly. It's like Halloween all the time.
Yeah, I just think there's so much like strangeness, like the fact of the cobwebs, and like how could they be there? I don't know. I just don't know.
I feel like we're always so baffled at the end of
this. Like, because I've heard two things. I've heard that they both said that the window had been broken for a bit and said that it hadn't. So I don't know if they, like, changed. I think maybe they changed their story about that or something.
We just always seem to be baffled. So just nothing happened? Like, these parents aren't in jail, nothing happened? Just
yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
It's a cold case.
If you look them up, like, do things come up, like, recently? Or, like...
No.
What is their other child doing these days? Like,
I know. Like, I don't know. I feel like if this was actually the work of, you know, a kidnapper or something, people who do crimes like this, they don't usually stop at one.
I'm just worried if it was like the brother or something. Like, what is he gonna do in his older age if he was so young and was so
capable? Well, he's still out there and around. Like,
okay, you give me chills when you say things like this. Like, the only thing I thought of when I heard his name was Preston Burke. You know, like,
oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
Well, we're just gonna have to cancel all the Burkes because Preston was not it either.
They're from Colorado, but her name is so French.
I know. Yeah, how did they come up with JonBenet? Well, I know they came up with JonBenet. It was a combination, but...
But, Benet is... That is such a French name.
It really
is. I only know one person in real life who combined the parents' names to make their child's name. So, yeah. if you know people who have done that, like, let me know. I didn't even know that was, like, a thing. Until I met this girl who lives on my street. So, I didn't know that was a thing. Like, I just can't even imagine, like, part of my name. Would it be, like, K or, like, T? Like, what would you even add that to?
I know.
Like, no thanks.
Like, really? Okay, so, my apologies. I wanted to give you guys the right information. So, JonBenet's first name, it combined her father's first and middle name.
Oh.
And her mother's first name was used as a middle name. So her middle name was Patricia after Patsy.
Ah, interesting.
And I have heard the letter, the ransom note read. And if you look it up, you can find it, but it's kind of not legible, mm-hmm. at least from the what I've been able to find online. I haven't been able to like find what was written. So If you want to, you can listen to any podcast about it, and they'll probably read off of it. At least I know True Crime Obsessed did, or you can look it up and try to make out what it said.
Whatever floats your boat.
But yeah, I mean, it was just so weird, and the fact that it was a specific amount. Like, yeah. The specific amount of his bonus that they requested.
Yeah, that very few people would know.
Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. What job is he having, though, to have how much was it? That seems like a lot for just a bonus.
Yeah, $118,000. Well, I think he was in... I believe he was in... in like insurance, something like that, and so the letter claimed to be from someone who had like a beef with the company.
Interesting.
No, so I love how professional, like that sounded so professional, like had a beef. But yeah, so very very strange case, and it is always so wild to me when cases like this go
unsolved for so long. It's not like it happened like recently.
Yeah, but I also think it just has to be one of the Ramseys.
It has to. They're smart because and dumb at the same time, because that call and that note and like leaving her in the home, like all that's pretty dumb. But having people come in and out, so they have 1,600 suspects.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder all the, like, data and whatever is, like, gone. Like, that was pretty smart.
Yeah. And honestly, if I've learned anything from true crime, it's that the majority of cases is either someone who commits serial crimes, so, like, keeps just on offending until they're caught, or it's someone related to the victim.
Yeah.
Usually. And it's just, and that would be, like, usually just a one-time thing for the most part. Obviously, there's exceptions, and that's why, like, those are big cases usually when it's the exception. But, so, I don't know. I think it's gotta be one of the Ramseys. I find Burke real sus. But then I also think, like, the whole, like, strangulation and duct tape, like,
it's just so intentional for a nine-year-old.
I know. I honestly don't know. Like, I'm in like, a bunch of true crime podcast and a bunch of Facebook groups. I think, like, two Facebook groups for the podcast I listen to. And sometimes people post, like, what are the three cases you, like, wish you could, like, know the answer to, and it's this one.
Be a good one. Nine is so young. At nine, you're what? Like, in third grade?
Fourth grade. Third and fourth
grade. It would be a very young age to understand those things.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Anyways, this is a good one. Well, not a good one. None of them are good. But an interesting one.
Yeah, this one's pretty whack. This one's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And on that note, do we want to talk about what we're looking forward to for this week?
Oh, yes. We do this segment every week, and every week I'm like, wait, what am I looking forward to?
Me too. I was just thinking that. I think right now my weeks are so similar. They're all so mundane that they just drag along into the next. Yeah. I'm going to start doing my learning plan for placement shortly.
Oh, cool.
So, not that that's fun, because that's a lot of work, but it'll be interesting to see specifically how I can connect what I'm doing there to my degree. So, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, what's the learning plan entail exactly?
Oh, there's like 20 questions, but like, what am I doing? How can I connect it to social work? How do I feel like I'm making an impact? Like, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm also going to start thinking about my semester-long project.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I have one idea for it. Not that it would really matter if I exposed it, but I haven't decided yet, so I'm not going to say what for sure it is. But, yeah, I kind of have to... The requirements for that are pretty big. It's something that will benefit the school so they can publish it and benefit the company so they can publish it, and it has to be something that I can apply to grad school with. So it's a big project.
Oh, wow.
But I'm hoping the topic that I'm thinking of is going to be interesting enough that I'll be able to make something out of it.
Do you have, like, a prof who's, like, working with you on it? Like,
we have a seminar instructor, but I just make the project myself, and then I present it.
That's cool.
It's kind of like a mini practice for if I was doing grad school, like, thesis. Like, that's kind of what it's like. So, yeah. It's exciting and scary. That's cool. But yeah. What about you?
What am I looking forward to? honestly, like, I don't have anything too eventful coming up. I mean, I'm just doing school. Actually, you know, I guess I started Schitt's Creek. Looking forward to watching some more of that this week.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We could talk about TV shows and things. If you guys have any recommendations for practically any type of streaming service, please let me know. I'm not sure what to watch anymore, so I feel like I just watch the same things over and over again. My brother's like, how can you watch so many things, like, over and over again? I'm like, well, I don't know what to watch. So if you like Gilmore Girl Friends type of, not really Friends, Gilmore Girl kind of vibes, or like What was that show you were talking about? This Is Us. There's Claire Told Me Parenthood on Prime Video. I started watching that. I like it a lot.
What do you think of it?
I like it a lot.
Oh, I didn't get the tea on that. Yeah,
The dad from my favorite movie, The Proposal, is in it, and the woman who plays Lorelai Gilmore on The Gilmore Girls is in it.
Oh, yeah, we love her.
Yeah, I like it so far, but I'm only, like, 4 episodes in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah. I like that one. I like having a show where I don't have to, like, think too much or put too much effort into watching. Like, I feel like Grey's Anatomy and This Is Us are just so emotional the whole time, so it's, like, draining to watch those shows.
Yeah, I get that.
So I like to have a show like Friends or, like, Modern Family or, like, Parenthood that are just really easy to watch, you know?
Yeah, that's why Schitt's Creek is really good for that, because it's just, like, chill.
If you have any recommendations...
Like, it's a comedy, so you don't have to, like, think too hard.
Yeah. If you have any recommendations, let me know. Also have watched a lot, which I don't need to watch that many times, is Justin Bieber's, like, 8-part documentary series, even though they're only, like, 8-minute episodes on YouTube. I just love him.
Yes, we love a Canadian boy.
Love.
Yeah. We each have our Canadian mans. I love Shawn Mendes. We love Justin Bieber. I don't dislike Justin Bieber.
I love Justin Bieber.
I love him and Haley.
I do too. I feel like when I say, oh, I love Justin Bieber, like, it reminds me of, like, the 14-year-old man that came out into the world that, like, everyone loved. Like, I feel like that kind of, like, fangirl, but, like, I'm not. Like, I like the new Justin, not, like, the young Justin.
Yeah. Yeah, I was never a believer.
I don't think I could consider myself that still. I don't know, like him, like his current music and things. Yeah.
Although the Justin Bieber dance party workout from Mad Fit is a good time. Gotta plug her every episode.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And
thank you so much for this roller coaster of an episode.
We hope you have a great week. And of course, if you want to DM us or let us know what you want to hear on the podcast, our Instagrams are at katie.bodison.
I'm at claire.ohagan.
And the podcast Instagram is Margarita Madness Podcast. So have a great week. If you want to let us know anything, please do. I wait for DMs all the time.
Yes, we would love to hear any suggestions, what you want to hear.
If you know anyone who's a good graphic designer, please let us know. Our Instagram is lacking.
Oh, yes. I do post stuff on it when we have a new episode.
I don't mean lacking in the sense that there's no activity. I mean lacking, like, it could be more appealing to the eye. Neither of us are very good with that type of technology.
We're really not. I mean, I'm surprised that we knew enough technology to, like, start this podcast.
Yeah, so.
Shout out to Anchor for making it easy.
Anchor, sponsor us. We use you. We love you. Anyways. We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Yeah, have a great week. Be safe, and we will see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.